When Greg Abbott gives his State of the State address next week, it will be the latest in more than 30 years. I'll explain what that means coming up. It's Wednesday, February the 8th, 2023.
Texas Scorecard presents the day's first news for the Lone Star State. The Texas Minute with your host, Michael Quinn Sullivan.
Attorney General Ken Paxton believes the Federal Food and Drug Administration is endangering women's lives. We'll get to that. But first up, Texas will be more than 38 days into the legislative session when the governor delivers his State of the State address on February 16th. That's the deepest into the constitutionally defined 140-day legislative session in more than 30 years. This is significant because the Texas Constitution says only the governor's priority items can be considered by lawmakers during the first 60 days. Historically, governors use their State of the State address to announce those priorities. The longer it is before priorities are announced, the less likely it is for action to occur. The previous record for latest State of the State was also held by Governor Abbott when he delivered his remarks on the 36th day of the session back in 2015. The elected State Board of Education would be given new tools to take on radical ideologies in the classroom under legislation put forward by a former member of the SBOE who is now in the Texas legislature. Freshman State Representative Terry Leo Wilson, a Republican from Galveston, filed three pieces of legislation that she says are designed to rein in the influence of textbook publishers. The 15 members of the State Board of Education are elected from districts roughly twice the size of a state senate district. As Texans fight government overreach, Republican State Representative Brian Harrison of Midlothian has introduced legislation requiring judges to interpret state law without yielding to any state agency. Currently, state district judges and administrative judges rely on the interpretation of state law by state agencies in making rulings. That lets unelected bureaucracies tip the scales of justice. Harrison says his legislation is an attempt to restore power to the citizens. When the Texas Minute returns, a state senator has been busted for drunk driving in Austin, and it raises some interesting questions.
Real talk about the real issues Latinos and Americans care about. The Salcedo Storm Podcast. I hope you'll join me weekdays wherever you get your podcasts.
In the early hours of Tuesday morning this week, Georgetown Republican State Senator Charles Schwertner was arrested by Austin police for allegedly driving while intoxicated. He spent the rest of the night in Travis County lockup. Schwertner was recently appointed as the chairman of the Senate's Business and Commerce Committee, which was scheduled to hold a hearing on the state's power grid at 11 a.m. yesterday. He didn't make the hearing. His vice chairman, Weatherford Republican Phil King, ran it instead. An Austin TV reporter caught Schwertner leaving the jail. The senator described himself as deeply sorry and apologetic. One thing that is sure to raise eyebrows is that Schwertner was released on a no-bail personal recognizance bond, meaning he didn't have to put up any money. These sorts of get-out-of-jail passes have drawn the ire of Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick in recent months. Capitol observers, though, are asking if Schwertner's arrest will cool interest in that issue or make it more relevant. Nearly two dozen state attorneys general are fighting a move by the Biden administration's Food and Drug Administration to ease restrictions on abortion drugs. That includes Texas's Ken Paxton. He says the FDA action is illegal and dangerous for women. When Roe v. Wade was overturned last year, new restrictions went in place around the country against abortion. The Biden administration has moved quickly to knock down barriers to butchering children, including a push by the FDA to make abortion drugs available as over-the-counter medications in pharmacies. Up until now, such drugs required a prescription due to the risks of complications. The agency also decided mail-order companies would be allowed to continue to transport and deliver abortion drugs regardless of approval by a medical practitioner or healthcare provider. You can check out this story and the others, as well as the latest news and commentary in real time at TexasScorecard.com. The stories featured today were originally reported by Brandon Walton, Sully Rice, Emily Wilkerson, Katie Drollinger, and Sydney Henry. The Texas Minute is produced by Luke Marshall in the 1836 Studios. I look forward to seeing you out around Texas. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening to the first news of the day for the Lone Star State. This has been the Texas Minute with your host, Michael Quinn Sullivan.